You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 7 minutes till the top of the hour on a Thursday, which means it's time for Arts Up, a sketch of this Friday's First Friday Arts and Entertainment Opportunities with Juno Arts and Humanities Council Executive Director Nancy DeCherney. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you here.
I didn't recognize you at first because you're dressed up as
public media
radio guy.
Yeah. Yep. The sweater vest and all.
That just does just... it. So unlike you. So happy Halloween.
Yes, indeed.
So yes, we got a great First Friday lineup coming up. First off, I want to, let's just do that. You want to go to the Arts Council's website, jahc.org or KTOO's website and get the calendar because there is more stuff than we're going to be able to get to. And you will also, you need all the details. But anyway, First Friday, come by the Jack and get your little map so you know where you're going because there's a lot of things. It's getting to be the busy time. We have Merity Davis. She has done Plankton, Science Plus Art, and it's so cool. You have no idea. She's got it. I just was in there. So anyway, stop by and get your thing and then see that. Of course, following First Friday, we will also have a big ballroom dance. And I think the Roller Girls are doing a demo during First Friday in the main hall, too. So if you've been interested in joining the Roller Girls, stop in.
All right. So this is at the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
Mm-hmm.
After we check in on her work, where should we go next?
Alaska State Library, Archives, and Museums. They're doing a film screening with Wayne Price, talking about the All-Alaska Biennial exhibit. And there's an artist talk, which I think you've covered already.
Yeah, with Kathy Russo.
Yes. And a book signing with Linda Buckley with her new children's book. So there is all of that. There is going to be at COPA, Mercedes Munoz's Ceramic. Looks beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful show over there. We have a problem with my thing here. The Alaska Fair campaign event at the Hangar Ballroom, Leah Bennett Painters. This is for First Friday only. The Sea Alaska Heritage Walter Soboloff Building is featuring Garnet and Designs, Renee Culp and Jane D'Angeli, and it's free exhibit admission, so stop in down there. The City Museum has Rachel Usler with her deconstructed refuse stuff. If you know Rachel, you know it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great show. So go on up to the City Museum for that. Annie Kales has Barbara Lavallee, Alice Terstig, and Jim Hopkins getting ready for the holidays, you can tell. With that lineup. And remember that Annie Kales is now on Seward Street. It's not on the front street anymore. And starting with Thanksgiving, they'll have a Mercedes Munoz as well. Sketch Studio is having a holiday cards pre-order party. You need to stop in there. And then she's going to take a little break from November 4th to 15th. So if you can't get to First Friday, you better check in later. Barnaby Brewing has Rebecca Johnson. The Triangle Bar is having their napkin art competition again. This is such fun. So stop in there. Everybody draws on their napkins. It's just great. Bustin' Out Boutique is having tarot readings with Kaylee McGooey and Lindsay Burnett. So if you need a little future stuff, there you go. Alaska Robotics has a piece of Juno with Pat Race, new work by him on all sorts of things, inspired by Southeast Alaska. Devil's Cub Brewing has Chris Collarin, and let's see, Harbor Tea and Spice has holiday favorites, all kinds of interesting blends, like for steaks and stuff like that, so all that sort of stuff. Kindred Post is having an interactive crocheted ramen photo booth. I don't even want to know. I have seen kids put ramen on their heads, so who knows? Maybe it's like that. The Juno Artist Gallery features Marty Sharp. I know that Boheme has something going on in her shop. Also, the Alaska Brewing Company downtown has some First Friday. You were just talking about that. Yeah, so we got that covered. So there's a whole lot of stuff. And then I want to just say that starting on Saturday, we're going to have what used to be at the Airport Shopping Mall. The second Saturday market is now First Saturday, and it's at the Jack on Saturday morning.
As in day after tomorrow.
As in day after tomorrow. And if you're interested in being a vendor or something, just give us a call. We can get you in there. But it's from 11 to 3 at the Jack. We have quite a few other little things that we should probably mention. Bluetooth is sold out, so forget about that. There's a Juno dance team thing going on. Sail has their gala on Saturday night. There's Gold Street Music, Gamble and the High Cost of Living at Tracy's Crab Shack. There's a pumpkin smash on Sunday from 11 to 1 with Juno Compost.
Fun, fun, fun. Nancy, so you were reading a First Friday rundown. How can we get that?
You can come to our website, uh-huh. And it's on there with pictures of what this is.
JAHC.org.
Yeah, that's the place. And then just come into our little office and get the thing. And if you want this little flyer thing that has everything listed, I do email this out to people that ask for it. So you can send that to me, Nancy@JAHC.org.
All right, Nancy DeCherney, as always, thank you for coming on the show. Support for the show comes from Sentinel Coffee and also Hanson Gress. Tune in tomorrow. Andy Klein will be your host. Musician and fisherman Joe Emerson will play live. We'll talk about Gold Street music. We'll talk about wearable art. And for Foodie Friday, Gigi Monroe will teach us about the art of brunch. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Check us out at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.